All right. Unfortunately for all of you, the Wait a Minute show is finished for today. The Red Colobus has logged off, and we are still sending a little shout out to DJ Happy Tearwipe, wherever she may be.
God bless.
This is DJ Salsa Slide. Care to share this new insight that we gained about our previous topic?
Yeah, we have just received word that turns out that mung beans were popular in the 70s because they would sprout and be useful in salads, provide a nice little source of protein.
And stir fries.
And hamburgers. A good addition to any protein.
So there you have it, right from the source.
Dish. Yeah, right from the source.
Get your mung beans.
Yeah, get your mung beaned. Get your bean munged.
Get your bean munged well, too.
Yeah, don't forget it. All right, and don't forget us. We are here every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Thank you so much for tuning in, and please enjoy this life. Thank you. Bless up.
WMFO Medford. Well, hello everybody. And in case you haven't been outside, it is really hot. Yes, it is. Okay, so let's see. I've got to get the board set up right here. So just give me a minute here to get the board set. Thanks, bye. Okay, looking like it's ready to go. So today's a very special day. This is the Voicemobile here at WMFO at Tufts University on the campus. And for a change, there's a lot of construction on Boston Ave. So if you're trying to come up, of course, I parked way down the hill because I wasn't sure where I could find. And as I walked up in the heat and schlepping my CDs and such, discovered several spaces further up the road, but up the hill. But so I got myself a little workout, and so here we go. Today, as I started to say, is a very special day in, it's actually tonight, a special day in the Jewish calendar. It's Lag BaOmer. And I will be telling you more about what Lag BaOmer is all about. But let me check and see what kind of information we want to share with you from our handy-dandy public service book. Seatbelt safety. Seatbelt safety. No matter where, what it takes, it's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety. Okay, no matter what it takes. Do what you have to do to make sure your kids are wearing their seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Well, I would add to that, it's not just for kids. If you are the driver and you have other people in your car, you need to be buckled in, and your passengers need to be buckled in. And I, myself, do not drive until everybody is locked and loaded, because you don't know what kind of fools are out there on the road. We know that there are fools, but you want to make sure that, God forbid, if something happens, at least you have that much protection to keep you from moving around in the car. So let me grab some music for us here. Lots of things to share with you in terms of announcements, but okay. I'm going to start off with something from the new CD from San Diego pianist and composer Danny Green, and this is One Day It Will is the name of the CD. They're going to be in the Boston area They're going to be coming to Cambridge, so that's very exciting. And we'll see if, I don't know if we'll be able to get them. I don't know if we'll be able to get them to come into the studio again. We'll see if we can. All right, so. All right, we'll do. We'll do their second selection off of this. Thank you. Owen Broder. Wow, that's really very beautiful harmonies there. This is from Heritage, the American Roots Project. The song is A Wiser Man Than Me. Let me share a little bit about this. Saxophonist composer Owen Broder's American Roots Project offers a stunning new vision of American folk, bluegrass, spirituals, and blues through a modern jazz lens. So, Owen Broder is based in New York City. He's a saxophonist composer, runs in a variety of musical circles as well as band leader and sideman. Broder's jazz quintet, Cowboys and Frenchmen, received critical acclaim. I remember playing from that CD for a 2015 release. Rodeo and its 2017 follow-up, Bluer Than You Think. I've played from all of those and I enjoyed them. Broder is a member of the Anat Cohen Tentat, and has performed with internationally respected jazz artists, including Ryan Truesdell's Gil Evans Project and Trio Globo. He's traveled with the Temptations and the Four Tops and opened for Grammy Award winner John Legend with his own soul band, Bitchin' Kitchen. In musical theater, he was a member of the pit orchestras for the German tour of Greece and the off-Broadway production For the Last Time. Appeared with the band in David Bowie's Lazarus and originated the woodwind chair in the U.S. premiere tour of The Bodyguard, the musical. Broder holds a bachelor's degree from the Eastman School of Music and a master's from the Manhattan School of Music, and recently earned a 2018 Herb Alpert Young Jazz Composers Award. Well, pretty busy out there. It says the American Roots Project scans the history of American music and through the inspiration that Broder finds there, discovers a new path into a profoundly personal contemporary vision. Heritage is an apt name for this moving collection, at once an inheritance and a gorgeous new link in a continually growing chain. Well, very, very nice. And before that, we heard Edward Simon with Afinidad and Imani Winds. The disc is called Sorrows and Triumphs, and the song we heard was Incessant Desires. So, let's see, what does it say? Let's see. Edward Simon first came to the U.S. in 1981 at age 12, then settled permanently stateside after attending the Performing Arts School in Philadelphia. Grew up in a musical family in the oil refinery town of Punta Cardon, Venezuela. His father planted a musical seed with the young Edward and his siblings, the kids raised on the strains of their dad playing guitar and singing boleros with his drinking buddies. Chucho Valdez was Simon's first big influence on piano. Then he got the jazz bug, watching a VHS tape of Dizzy Gillespie and Stan Getz playing at the White House with the freedom of jazz forever, that forever instilled in him as an ideal. After graduating from the Performing Arts School at age 15, Simon received a music scholarship from the University of the Arts, where he studied classical music. Later, he transferred to the Manhattan School of Music, where he studied jazz piano. During his stint as a young jazzer in New York City, Simon was inspired by the innovative New Yorkerican jazz of Jerry Gonzalez and the Fort Apache Band, eventually playing with the group. Anyway, it goes on and on. Lots of information here about him. Anyway, we'll be hearing more from him because he's a great pianist, composer, and his quintet is alto saxophonist David Binney, bassist Scott Colley, and drummer Brian Blade. So this was released April 20th, just released via Sunnyside Records. Let's see where they released that, if there was a, doesn't say because it wasn't here. Okay, and we opened up the set with Danny Green with Danny Green Trio plus strings. Now they're going to be here Saturday, June 16th in Cambridge. I think that's at the Lily Pad. That's where they performed before. Great, great group. So that's, let's see if we've got all the players on this. String Quartet features San Diego Symphony violinist. Oh, okay, that's the strings. Kate Hatmaker and Igor Pandursky, violinist Travis Merrill, and cellist Erica Arenal. Arenie, I guess it is. So the trio is, where we have the trio. We've got Grinnell, let's see. It's not, I don't know why it doesn't have this in the one section or another. Okay, so bassist Justin Grinnell. And he has relatives in this area. I met one of his, an aunt who came to his performance. And drummer Julian Cantlem. I don't know if I'm saying that right. C-A-N-T-E-L-M. Cantlem. Two of Southern California's most sought-after players. Okay, so there we go. So just a heads up of event coming Saturday, May 5th, this Saturday. Kevin So, Alicia Sky, Beth DeSombra at the Somerville Armory Cafe. And that should be a nice show, actually. It starts at 7:30 with an open mic. And let's see if they give the address here. It's in 191 Highland Avenue. And for more information, you can call 617-718-2191, or you can visit artsatthearmory.org, or you can also go to facebook.com/Somerville Songwriters Sessions. There you go. So I haven't been over to the Armory for a while. It's a nice venue, and that should be a nice event. All right, so here we go with some more music on the voicemobile at WMFO here at Tufts University.
Thank you. twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. Leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night just dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Walking beside a garden wall, where stars shine bright, I will walk you warm in my arms. The nightingale, oh, she sings her fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain. While the stardust melody, the memory of love's
Ha 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 ha.